T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so.
You get the honorary first grievance of the week, Madam Markser.
My grievance is when your computer is screwing up and the guys who need to look at it come to your desk like seriously 5 minutes before even newscasts do, and you're like, okay, I don't have time for this right now.
But your computer's not working.
Yeah, in my computer. Out there. On the other side of the glass from you.
So you can't write a story.
Yeah.
So basically the entire newscast you just read was made up.
No, I did it in here instead of there at my desk.
Fake news.
I'm going to punch you both.
Fake news. You're like CNN. You just make it up?
Do you want me to come in there?
No, not really.
Yeah, because I will.
You don't want that.
You will.
I don't want that.
You don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
Rod's afraid.
You know what else I don't want?
What?
Fake news.
Do you want to get stabbed with
Seriously?
A pin? Because this is how people get stabbed with pins.
It's going to happen.
You know I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Get it on. Dave in the Northland. Dave,
hey.
You get the first grievance of the week. Hello, my friend.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Doing really well, thanks.
So I'm a contract courier. I've been making deliveries all day. And I come to a certain gas station that has a kitchen in it. Kind of rhymes with Trip Quick.
Yes.
And they screwed up my grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, no.
You've been driving in this weather all day.
And I got more deliveries to make, brother.
And all you wanted was a grilled cheese.
And they screwed that up?
It tasted like silly putty that tasted like cheese. It was awful. I'm going to go do donuts in an empty parking lot. Later!
Josh in Topeka. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hang on just a second, Josh. Hey, David, are you still there? No, oh, dang it, I was going to give him a Sherry's Berries. Josh in Topeka, sorry, go ahead.
No problem. Hey, first-time caller, just want to thank you guys. I know you get it all the time, but great show. I enjoy listening. Unfortunately, I only get to listen to my drive home. But
God bless you, man. Thank you.
My grievance is to kind of piggyback on one that you guys had a couple weeks ago about the gas pumps and how all you get all the questions and everything before you ever get to pump the gas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, drives me crazy.
I don't know how to not name drop. I know you guys don't appreciate that, but I don't know if it's specific to this establishment. So I will just tell you that.
Whoa. You're new to the show. You cannot use the actual name of a business.
Okay.
You have to be creative.
How about the gentleman from Bentonville, Arkansas, that mm-hmm. is worth a lot of money, but has gas stations?
I think I know who you're talking about. Okay.
All right. So. when you're going through the gas pumps and everything and ask you if you want a receipt, I always say no. But I have taught myself that you have to be careful, because I was doing this yesterday, and you know the winds were crazy and it was getting cold and everything. And if the receipt or if the gas pump is out of paper, it will not ask you if you want a receipt. It will ask you, it'll say, do you want to continue with no receipt? But then they switch the buttons to where you normally hit no is now yes. I got that backwards. But anyway, if you hit the wrong button, it cancels your entire transaction. You got to start over.
Oh, it does not.
Yeah, they reverse the buttons, because normally if it asks if you want a receipt, you hit no. And then on the opposite side, it says, do you want to continue? And then you're supposed to hit yes, but that's where they put the no that time. So I had to completely start over.
Josh, here, I'm going to make your day better, buddy.
I have a grievance on the text line, and then I'm going to reply with a grievance.
Let me make his day better real quick. I want to give him a $50 gift code to Sherry's Berries. So, Josh, you hang tight. Rod will be with you in just a minute. We're going to give you a $50 gift code to Sherry's Berries. These are the best berries you can possibly imagine. So hang tight, and Rod will be
Josh,
with you.
Josh, I assume we have your vote in 2020.
2020, because you and I are running on the gas pump agenda. That's right. That's right.
From the text line, grievance, the podcast sucks. There's no consistency to when they are posted and no good date and order. Please fix so I can listen.
You cannot challenge that.
I'm going to
reply
with a grievance of my own.
You can counter grieve, but you cannot.
We have looked this
up. Wait. Let me just make sure that I understand. You get one grievance a week. You're going to use your grievance right now to counter that grievance.
We have looked this up. We, and by we, I mean me.
Correct. You post the podcast.
I have posted 2,146 of these shows. How do I know? Because I do it. If we, just so everyone understands, are out of town, let's say in Liberty, we were out of town on Wednesday.
That's right, we were.
There will not be, those shows cannot physically be posted until the next day. We have to be here to do it. To get into the system to do it, I have to be here.
Correct.
If you think I'm driving from Liberty, Missouri,
right,
after work to Mission to upload a podcast to then get home on a Friday night at 8 o'clock, I would like what you're smoking. It's not going to happen. If I'm sick or not in this chair, you will not get the podcast the next day.
That is correct.
I cannot physically be here.
Although
to do it.
I did do a couple while you were
well,
gone.
Well, please, can I find you a gold star?
Yes. I would like that.
The podcasts for today's show are already up. They are all up from Liberty Wednesday, and they are up from Thursday. And I know because I do them, and it is a gigantic pain in my to do it. So don't tell me I don't do it.
In all fairness,
because I do it.
In all fairness to Dana, she has to wait for me to do my job before she could do her job.
That is correct.
Everybody knows I don't do my job well at all.
Rick, are you going to post the 5 o'clock, or am I going to come in and kill you because it's Friday?
Okay.
This is why we need an intern.
Okay. That is your grievance of the week.
For the year.
You don't get another one.
That's it. I'm good.
Okay. 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks, and KMBZ. Oh, my friends, it is an awful day out on the roads. And if you do find yourself in a car accident today, knock on wood, it is just a fender bender. But even if it's something more serious, God forbid, when it comes time to get your car fixed, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, because Dale's Body Shop is the best in the business. I know this because I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I've watched his crews at work, and I can attest, and I can tell you, they are the best. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. Oh, yeah. Late. But great. Bob Marley, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Dana and Parks.
Don't worry,
Casey in Liberty.
Singing, don't worry.
What are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, man.
Oh, I'm sitting in the parking lot at Walmart. How are you?
No, you're sitting.
Mark Wall.
There you go.
Yeah, you're at Mark Wall.
Yeah, okay. This is my first time calling. I have multiple grievances, but it all ties into one, so you tell me if I can say them all. I had to write them down.
Okay, good.
I've lived here for 7 years. I'm originally from northern Minnesota. My grievance is with government and news agencies begging business owners to close and send their employees home in the middle of the day when it's snowing its hardest and the roads aren't plowed. When if they just wait and let the people go home at the end of their shift, the roads would be plowed, there'd be no problem. And why this city shuts down, as a major metropolitan area, shuts down over piddly amounts of snow.
That is a good grievance, Casey.
I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Let's go to Aaron in Canton. Oh, hang on, Aaron. Hey, Casey, you still there?
I'm here.
I'm going to set you up with some Sherry's Berries. How about that, man?
I'd appreciate it.
All right.
And the song was great.
Oh, thank you. You hang tight. We're going to get you a $50 gift code, to Sherry's Berries. So hang tight, Rod. I'll be with you in just a second. We'll get you a $50 gift code to Sherry's Berries. Aaron in Kansas City. Hello, Aaron.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
Good, good. All right. So my grievance, I don't know if it's a new one or not. So I work for a local cable company out here in the cold all day, climbing poles. Customer comes to me and says, oh, we can't believe you guys are working today out on this. All right, well, you called in today. You called in today when it's out here, but you can't believe we're working out of this. So that's my grievance.
Right on, man. Good to hear from you. Stay safe. Greg in Overland Park. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
We're doing well.
Good.
Thanks,
hi,
man.
So mine's a multi-layer grievance. I got messages from friends who said that they were leaving work early. And one of those messages was my boyfriend who got off at noon, lucky him, due to people being sick and they're being concerned about the weather. Other
yeah.
people left early. So I had to be at work over an hour and a half late. And so I called my boyfriend who has been off work for 5.5 hours now. I said, what are we doing for dinner? And he goes, can you pick up pizza? And his car has four-wheel drive. Mine does not.
Well, then I would not be picking up pizza, Greg.
I was like, if I'm picking up pizza, it's going to be for me, myself, and I.
How's that going to go over when you get
home? He'll be dining solo.
Yeah, he can have cereal. I don't care. If I'm getting pizza, it's going to be for me.
Right on. Soup. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
I'll give you the last Sherry's Berries of the day. You want some?
Appreciate it.
All right, you hang tight, man. We'll get you some Sherry's Berries. We'll get you a $50 gift code to Sherry's Berries. You hang tight, and Rod will be with you here in just a moment. $50 gift code to Sherry's Berries. You can find them online at berries.com. Soup in Gardner. Hello, Soup.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say Rod said something about Little Caesars, and, you know, it is unfortunate that they're not here anymore because their jalapeno cheese sauce is amazing with that doughy bread. But what I really wish we had was, I don't know, why the heck don't we have White Castle or In-N-Out Burger? Because that would be awesome.
That is a great question, and it is not the first time that I have heard that.
Is there no White Castle?
I don't know about White Castle. I certainly know about In-N-Out.
There's no yeah. In-N-Out?
I think it's because they so tightly control how many franchisees they will allow. That's what I think, Soup.
It's like Whataburger.
Yeah, because I thought White Castle originated in Kansas.
Yeah, I don't know.
White Castle originated in Kansas?
Yes, I believe, just like Pizza Hut did.
That is the first I've ever heard of that. Let me look
We'll look it up. Hey, Soup, thanks for the call. While you're doing that, hey, Kara, have you seen the photo of Hennessy Rat?
Is this like Pizza Rat?
Yeah,
it's better. It's better.
Oh,
but deader.
Oh God.
Oh, there's a lot of White Castles in Kansas.
A reporter was walking down the street in New York City, and there is a dead rat clutching an empty bottle of Hennessy. So, in true Twitter form, people take this photo and start saying and doing hilarious things with it, including dropping packs of cigarettes next to it. Patton Oswalt tweeted it out. He is dead and clutching the empty bottle of Hennessy. God. I'll put it on our Facebook page. Poor it's rat. Really gross, but really funny.
Okay.
White Castle, by the way, was founded in Wichita.
Really?
In 1916. Second location was in El Dorado, Kansas. Third location was in Indianapolis, Indiana. Huh? Mm-hmm. And there are White Castles in Kansas City. I just looked it up. Telephone number here is 576-7798. If you want to weigh in, 576-7798. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
KDOT says drivers should practice relaxation on the roads. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a car, you want comfort, affordability, and on a day like today, you want safety. And you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia, and I was driving the Kia Sportage until recently, comes with a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets and options you like, and we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Right now, at Olathe Subaru, and I'm driving the Forester, I love it. You can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Three KDOT plows were hit in Johnson County this afternoon, all, KDOT says, by drivers who were trying to pass in unplowed lanes and ended up losing control. They're asking the drivers not pass any plows and stay back. On the other side of the state line, the Missouri Highway Patrol Troop A says they've received 300 calls for service today, including 65 crashes. Police in Aurora, Illinois, say the gunman has been apprehended at the scene of a mass shooting at a warehouse complex. Officials say at least one person is dead, multiple victims wounded.
Multiple people injured, including police officers. Now, an Aurora City spokesperson does tell us that the officers who were injured are in stable condition. So the thought that these are life-threatening situations does not seem to be the case, at least with the police officers. As far as any civilian victims, we just don't know at this point. There will be a press conference coming up here very shortly.
ABC's Ryan Burrow in Aurora. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
The heaviest of the snow we had during the early morning hours through the lunchtime, and now we're still looking at some snow on First Alert Live radar, but it's not as heavy. Visibilities have really come up quite a bit, but still expect some accumulation, minor. Most of what you have on the ground is going to do it. I don't expect much additional, but still there will be some, probably less than an inch max from what we already have. Plus 8 by tomorrow morning. Most of your Saturday is going to be dry and cold. High temperature 29 degrees. Another chance of a light wintry mix comes in toward the evening hours after 7 o'clock or so. Accumulations of that, maybe an inch max, but still some sleet and freezing rain could be mixing in with it, making it a little bit icy for your plans Saturday night. Sunday right now, 22 in the morning, afternoon high of 31. Most of the precip will be gone by even daybreak. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It is 14 right now at KCI, looking at 15 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Heavy on this Festivus Friday. Let's go to Karen in Warrensburg. Karen, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing really well, thanks.
I really enjoy your show. It takes a lot of effort to listen to you out here in Warrensburg.
Thanks.
I just wanted to tell you about the In-N-Out Burger thing. I think more than franchise control, they're wanting quality control. All their employees have to go to the In-N-Out Burger College in order to work there.
Oh, cool.
So I think they're trying to maintain control over the quality. That's the biggest thing you get with franchises. You know, it could be really great when it starts, but by the time you get to the 10th one, it's gone to the 10 bucket. So I just wanted to make that comment.
Sure. Okay.
A lot of people are pointing out, Scott, what you're seeing online as White Castle is not a White Castle location. It is where you can buy the frozen White Castle burgers.
Like a grocery store.
Right. So just for clarification. Jerry on line three. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks, man.
My grievance is with my boss.
Okay.
I'm a courier for a local bank that's nationwide, and we pick up next day business, like when the bank rolls over and, you know, your stuff got in today or you have to wait till tomorrow for it to show up on your account or whatever. My boss seems to think that these bank bags are more important than the driver's safety. We were all told today you will either run or you will not have a job.
Oh. So what did you do?
They sent me, well, like with work, they sent me to Tarkio, Missouri, which is almost at the Nebraska or the Iowa state line.
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you, in this snow, this has been a test of patience, and I'd really, really, really like to know if my boss is out here running, but he won't answer his phone.
Are you trying to get fired?
Well, you know, if he fires me, there's always another courier company.
Okay.
That's true. All right. Hey.
Thank you for taking my call, and hope you guys have a great weekend.
You too, Jerry. Andy in Lenexa. Hi, Andy.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I told Rod, I really don't have a grievance. I'm sorry that Dana had to come to work with her voice the way it is.
Mm. It's not that bad, but thank you, Andy.
it's not that bad, chocolate. But thanks.
Get some chocolate tonight, okay?
Okay.
I just wanted to spread some neighborly cheer, as a matter of fact. I had an opportunity to acquire a snowblower before the snow hit this season. It was secondhand. And I had a little bit of leftover fuel, got it fixed up before the snow came, and went out and put the fuel in it today, got it running, and I went out and did 5 driveways for my neighbors. And there is no greater joy in your heart than being able to look out for your neighbors. So if there's anything that my message can convey, if you guys in the listening audience have an elderly neighbor that's nearby you, take a second and look out for them today, because today is a day when they could use some cheer.
Amen, Andy.
Good for you, man. What a good human being.
You guys have a good evening and be safe going home.
You too, Andy.
You do the same, buddy. Be good. Huh, what a nice guy. Kevin in the Northland. Hello, Kevin.
Yes. Hello, hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing better than we deserve. Thank you.
Yeah, I was the one that texted Dana about the podcast earlier, and I just wanted to respond to her grievance against mine.
Oh, boy. Oh, wait, whoa. This is unheard of. You texted in a grievance about the podcast. Dana exhausted her one and only grievance. I want to set the ground rules here.
Okay.
Dana exhausted her one and only grievance responding to your grievance. Is that correct?
Yes.
And now you want to fire back.
Yes.
Fire away, Kevin.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Hey, now, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, before you start. Can I say one thing that has nothing to do with your grievance?
Yes.
Scott still has one.
This is a grievance I hear probably twice a week. So it's not just you. That makes you feel
okay.
Better. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
And I still have a grievance, so be nice.
Okay, I was intentionally exaggerant on that because I wanted to get a rise out of you because I've had grievances. I've texted grievances in the past and you don't respond, nothing changes. This is what I want from the podcast. Do whatever description you want. Just put like hour 2 or hour 3 or the 3 o'clock hour, 2 o'clock hour before the description so I can listen to them in order because they're not always in order, I feel like.
Oh, you want them in order, 2 o'clock, well, just, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
That doesn't matter. Just however you usually load them, put 2 o'clock or just 2 and then the description so it's easier for me to listen to them in order in which they've actually aired. Or if I don't get to listen to the 4 o'clock hour, I can go back and try to find that one instead of by your description.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do for you on Monday, Kevin. I'm going to label them, you know, like whatever I call it, like where did Payless Shoes go?
Yeah.
4 o'clock, Kevin. That's how I'm going to label it.
That's fine. I'll take that. Absolutely take that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I do love the show, guys. I listen all the time. I don't always get to listen. obviously, on the podcast.
I will do it. And you know what, Kevin? We have thousands of people who download that thing on a variety of different platforms. So yeah. I do appreciate it. I will put the hour on. That's easy to do.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Be good. Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Go worship the devil. Goodbye.
Don't tell him that.
Line
Valentine's
one.
Valentine's Day yesterday. Oh,
line three, you're on the air. Hello, line three. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hey, you need to turn your radio down, buddy.
Right. Got it. There. Got it off. Okay. Grievance today is with the local fish wrapper and birdcage liner.
That's the Kansas City Star.
Yeah. One is that they apparently have fired all the proofreaders. And because they had a headline on the front page the other day in big black print using the word absurd instead of absurd. And then the other thing is having stories a day after things that you wanted to go to happened. Namely, in point, the raise of the stamps by 5 cents. They reported that on Sunday when the last day to buy them was Saturday.
Can I ask for some clarification without challenging your grievance?
Sure.
Okay. I gotta think about a crafty way to do this. Let me ask a question so as to not challenge. Aren't newspapers inherently and almost by definition a day behind when it comes to the news and reporting the news?
Well, yeah, on breaking news stories, but this is something that was coming up for a while. You would think they'd have been on the ball and known it was coming.
Okay.
I mean, there's other things they put in ahead of time, like, you know, some special event is coming up. They report on that ahead of time.
Okay. It's a fair point, yep. Caller. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bill in Olathe. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
Great. Hey, you know, I just want to say I don't have a dog in this fight.
Okay, I don't either.
I just can't stand the way people drive so close behind you when you're driving in this crazy weather. But again, you know, anyway.
But you don't have a dog in the fight.
I don't have a dog in the fight, man. I just want us to be safe.
Yeah, you weren't here last Friday.
No, but that's funny.
And I know what you're doing, Bill, and you're very creative. There was a caller whose grievance was that I, from time to time, will say that I don't have a dog in the fight.
You do say that.
And she was mad at me, and I didn't challenge her, did I, Bill?
No, not at all.
She thought that was promoting dog fighting.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Bill's my witness.
She actually thought
that we were promoting dog fighting on the show.
Got it.
When I say I don't have a dog in the fight.
Got it.
And I actually called in right after that.
Yes, you did.
Oh my God.
But even back last Friday, Bill, you didn't have a dog in that fight.
No,
it was between me and the caller.
It was exactly right.
That's right. All right, I love you.
Hey,
be good.
I just shared this with Rod, and it's something I've been trying to share all week, but then stuff keeps happening, and we keep moving on. And I'm not going to call it a grievance, but for very obvious reasons.
You're out of
grievances. I know, for very obvious reasons, you're going to know that it is. If you have not yet filed your taxes, and a lot of you listening have not, there is something we found out this week, and this is Chris and I both in the media business for how many years? We missed this memo. If you are a teacher, this specifically affects you as well.
Firefighter, police officer.
As of 2018, you can no longer deduct your union dues. And that is a whopper for a lot of people listening. Our tax guy, Mike Martin, said, I've got people coming in here going, what do you mean I can't deduct my union? That is a huge deduction for a lot of people. Mm. As of 2018, it is gone. I don't know where it went. I don't know why it went away, but I know that it affects enough people listening that I just want to give you a heads up. If you count on that deduction, you are not going to get it this year.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Quick reminder, we are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joseph, Missouri, 1 week from today. St. Joseph, Missouri, 54th Street Grill and Bar, next Friday.
Well, let me tell you about Volkswagen of Lee's Summit and all of the fantastic deals they have going on for you right now. If you are in the market for a new car or a used car, they will pay your sales tax for you. They know it's tax season. Who wants to pay taxes? At Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, you don't have to pay the sales tax. You might have to pay the other guys. You're not going to have to pay sales tax at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. But that deal is not going to last forever. So get out there now. If you've been thinking about buying something new, something used, it does not matter. New and used models, you will not pay that sales tax when you go out and tell them you want them to axe your tax. And remember, if you have a trade, they will pay you the original base MSRP for it when you buy any new or used car. That means you get a newer, better car and pay zero sales tax for it. Head on out to Volkswagen Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or VWLeesSummit.com. VWLeesSummit.com.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving. Well, sadly, we must report, and this is just breaking. We were talking about that shooting, the mass shooting in Aurora, Illinois at a, was it a factory or
manufacturing plant.
There had been four police officers who had been wounded, all of them in stable condition. But once they got inside, they have found that five people have been killed in that mass shooting in Illinois. So prayers to them, of course. I know that is hollow words. Those are hollow words. Let's go to Steve in Independence. Steve, hello. Welcome.
Love you and love our show.
God bless you. Thank you for letting us do it.
I have a grievance with drivers who whine about doing their job. You get paid
you mean couriers?
Couriers who whine about doing their job. Like drive or flip burgers.
Hmm. Sorry. Wait. My fat fingers. Sorry. I cut you off. I beg your pardon. Go ahead.
I'm not cussing, Scott.
No. I didn't dump you. I just cut you off on accident.
Gotcha. No, I sat on I-70 for 6 hours. Ka-ching.
Ken in Kansas City. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing? Love you guys.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I drive a truck also, and I understand the road conditions are horrible, but the thing that gets me in my grievance is the big signs on the highway, the rolling pothole repair, when it tells you the two left lanes are closed, get over, and we'll all cruise through. Everybody waits till the last minute, and we're all stuck there doing nothing.
All right. Carrie in Oak Grove, you get the last one tonight. Hello, Carrie.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, what really gripes me when people are driving this time of day, sometimes even when it's raining or even almost dark, they'll drive without their headlights on. Man, that drives me crazy because you can't see them, especially what's even worse when it's a gray or a silver car.
Mm-hmm.
They become invisible.
All right.
And that drives me nuts, so that's my grievance.
All right, you're in, my friend. Thank you, buddy.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All
right, Jonathan, we're joining us in studio. Your grievance, sir?
My grievance is, I'm sure, the same thing everybody else has. People just driving through this stuff. I was driving up here around 3:30, and there was somebody in a smart car. Remember this? I don't think I've seen a smart car in 5 years, but they were in one of those. Yeah. It's not much better than Hot Wheels with a leaf blower coming out the back of it. But yeah, they had a smart car on 69 going up, and then they got to the top of Shawnee Mission Parkway and got stuck there.
Oh.
And fortunately, they're so small, they couldn't block traffic. But I mean,
just go through them.
The whole time I was watching them, just waiting for them to, you know, die. And that wasn't fun for me. It wasn't fun at all. Uber, if you have a smart car, just Uber.
What is the list tonight?
The list tonight, because while Valentine's Day was yesterday, we figured that a lot of people will be celebrating this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be doing Best Love Song.
Ooh.
Now, it can't be a song about heartbreak. It can't be a song about...
It has to be about love.
It has to be
love.
Loving. It has to be about how much this person loves this other person, or maybe just about how great love is. I don't really care.
All these friends I love.
Yeah.
Well, that
okay. No, do we even need to do the list now? I don't know that one.
Well, I think you do because I have an option.
Beats this.
Rumor is I won last week
JR. You did. Yeah. JR Ewing won last week.
I'd like to make a nomination for Best Love Song.
Right. Well, you can, but I have the winner, so go ahead.
Penny lover, my love's on fire. Penny lover,
if her pants don't fall off on this song,
I would go my love over Penny
Tell
lover.
Me, baby, could this be true? That I could need someone like I need you.
You could pick almost any
nice,
Lionel Richie
yeah.
song.
Warm and tender.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Fine.
How is that not the greatest love song of all time?
I'm confident that Scott will not win this week.
I would like to submit Elton John, The One.
Ooh.
What's the one?
All I Ever Needed Was The One.
You're going to submit an Elton John song
like
about love.
Like Freedom Feels, Where Wild Horses Run.
That's not your song?
I love your song, but I really love The One.
Or what's the, I can't think of the name of it, The Rolling in Thunder.
Oh,
cause
Rolling
why they call it the blues.
Like Thunder. What
and
is
I
that?
Guess that's why they call it the blues.
You can, have your song, but I still think The One is one of the greatest. Oh!
It's
got to be considered.
Yeah.
I just want to be in contention with Penny Lover, because I think the audience is going to side with me.
Well, maybe Rebecca will play.
Yep.
For each man in his time.
Was he good the other night?
I think that's why I lost my voice.
No. Oh, really? From screaming?
I don't know why it wouldn't have been gone yesterday, because yesterday I was fine, and then I woke up this morning and
no,
it was gone.
It takes time.
It takes time,
like,
yeah.
It takes time. Right. I blew my vocal cords at Ozzy Osbourne, and it took a week before I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Elton John.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Jerk.
You and your Levon.
Deeply Levon.
Oh, God, for like 12 minutes.
I hate you for hearing that live.
It was so good.
You know what he didn't play?
What?
This one.
Oh, hey, hey, Johnny. Can't you come out?
You know why? Because he hates John Lennon.
He does not hate John Lennon.
Yeah, he does.
That was a tribute.
Because if he loved John Lennon, he would have played that song in concert, and he didn't.
If anybody had loved John Lennon, they would have made him break up with Yoko.
He had like 300 hits. That's why he didn't play that one or The One.
Or at least pushed her in the way.
No.
He did play this
she
one.
She sings the song.
Oh, of course.
The word she knows, June she hums.
All right, if Penny Lover doesn't win, your show is bunk to me.
Oh, all right.
Pure
Are you
bunk.
Threatening Jonathan Ware?
You're in my heart.
Are you playing this, Rod?
Yeah, I'm
He's
not.
Just listen to the hits flowing out of Rod.
I am shocked that you're playing this.
This is a great song.
I don't disagree, but I know he hates Rod Stewart.
We're missing the women.
You know, Rod
Where
Stewart
are the
lives
female
in West
vocals?
Shawnee.
Yes, I know. He's,
Did you
he's
know
a regular
that?
Caller to your show. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He goes out to Pizza West a lot. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. Next week, we will see you at 54th Street Grill and Bar in beautiful St. Joseph, Missouri. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, road conditions improving in the metro. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.